night or luchof ches elu dvar halacha and chavos halavos. So we're talking about erev tavshilin. Erev tavshilin traditionally consists of something cooked that you eat together with bread. It could be a portion of fish or meat or chicken, but the minhag came to use an egg. Don't peel the egg. If you peel the egg and leave it overnight, then you're going to have a shayla. So don't peel the egg, and it should be hard-boiled. And the erev is primarily, maybe even more than primarily, the erev is the cooked item. You take we take a matzah also, or any shalem, really. It doesn't have to be a shalem. The cooked item should be somewhat of a respectable portion, but the eved could be a kezayis. The baked item should be a shalem, but the eved it could be a kebetza. And the baked item is really only is only lechatchila. Some people take a matzah, a challah. Doesn't really matter. Doesn't matter at all. And but you need the cooked item. The baked item can be dispensed with. But the eved is good, and the cooked item it's not. That's the main. The erev is the cooked item. If you're not planning on baking, if you have no intention at all to bake on the Yom Tov for Shabbos, then the Mishnah Berurah paskens even the chatchila you don't need the baked item. So take that for what it. Yeah. Okay, that's it. Now some chavos halvavos, and we're learning about precious. And he says that a person should get used to, should try as much as possible, to view ta'anugos hamutaros as if they are asuros. Whatever is not necessary, whatever is just pleasurable, then you try to avoid it and do as much as you can, k'fiyacholtecha. Maybe a trick would be, I mean, if let's say you want to practice this, but you can't see like not having this kind of cake or deli, if you want to be like the Altaf and Kelim. So really, almost like, I guess, I don't know if it's much of a trick, because it depends what your motivation is. I was going to say you could save it for Shabbos. But as Shraga here, Shraga taught me many years ago, maybe you remember I said it in shul, if you save it for Shabbos because then you want to enjoy yourself, then you're not being ma'anig as a Shabbos, you're being ma'anig yourself. So it's not much of a trick after all, really. You understand? I was going to say save it for Shabbos because for Einik Shabbos you could, there's no inyan of precious. But there really is an inyan of precious if your idea is not to be ma'anig Shabbos but to be ma'anig yourself. So he says, "Ukvor yadatam ashatzido Hashem lamelech ba'omer." It was very interesting. He says, "V'lo yarba lo noshim, v'lo yarba lo susim," and the other, and "V'lo yarba lo kesef azod." The yisurim on a melech is along these lines that the melech is more in danger of getting off track, and therefore he has to be more careful. So the Chazal is like, even though it says has to do with Mitzrayim, well, Yeshua was on Mitzrayim, and Noshim is the Layata Levavo, but he sees it as stam, an excess of anything, an excess of Dvarim Hamutarim, and it's connected the idea of precious, and that's where the Torah is coming from when it asks these things to a Melech. The Omar Halof Alayla Chota Shlomo Melech Yisrael. Shlomo Melech, the Pasuk tells us, got caught up in this, al af chozek sichla v'rochem v'nosu v'romamuso, even though Shlomo Melech was Shlomo HaMelech, but he got caught up in that maslul, in that track of these types of things. Lachain, therefore, k'fi havanoscha, as much as you understand, as much as you're able to, habet l'nafshecha upros mikol ma sheyatridecha mimitzvos Hashem. The lipchov machshavta. That's an amazing statement. In other words, if things take you away from the even just the lipchov machshavta, meaning it takes you away from pursuing the goals in life that you're supposed to be pursuing, even though you're going to work and you're eating and you know you're not holding by the level of precious to just subsist on bread and water. but you have to be careful of things that take you away, at least b'libcho v'machshavtecha, from your primary pursuit in life. If you're limited by the amount that you could be involved in things that lead you to Olam Haba, because you have to be involved in working, so that's okay. Later on he'll say that's okay because you can turn your avoda into avodas Hashem. That's what he'll say later in a few lines. But here he's saying that if that's what you have to do, so that's okay. But as long as in your mind you know that you're what you're in this world for. He says Chazal worked. Farmer worked. He hired himself out. V'shamai shayim esparnes b'maleches habinyon. I guess he learned in the Gemara Shabbos that Shamai had that level in his hand because he was a builder. That's what he said. Chazal Bavos. Shayim esparnes b'maleches habinyon. V'hillel shayachote v'esparnes midemei ha'etzim. So you have to be. That's not precious l'chayra. But there's where you want to be and what you want to do, and when you get a chance, you're in the Beis Medrash, and when you get a, so your heart is not there. That's what Chavis Halavis is saying. You may have to do certain things, but your heart shouldn't be there. And then he says, and the Mefarshim learned that he's saying that if you have the ability, that would be wonderful. If you have the ability to turn the avoda itself into avodas Hashem, not just okay, this is what I have to do, but really I want to be somewhere else. That's still, you should do that. But if you can even elevate what you're doing because it's the Ratzon Hashem, and as he says in other places in the Sefer, so you're an Eved Hashem the whole time. If you're doing it because it's the Ratzon Hashem, so then you elevate even your actions into, maybe not, we wouldn't call it precious maybe, but it certainly wouldn't be a steer to precious, since you're intending to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem in doing so.